Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Super shocked if that were to happen.
Barry Bonds is the next
guy? No, Dusty Baker.
Oh, Dusty Baker. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I would be shocked, actually, because...
Tell me why.
Well, because...
You don't think he's that good of a manager?
I think that he... First of all, I think the Reds treated him terribly. Okay. But I think we've been there and done that with Dusty Baker as the Giants. And I think with the new president of baseball ops and Farhan Zaidi wanting to bring kind of a fresh approach, what is fresh about Dusty Baker being the skipper of the San Francisco Giants? There is nothing fresh about that. And so for a franchise looking to move forward and kind of take those next steps and be focused on 2021, 2022, I got news for you. Farhan Zaidi, he couldn't care less about 3-5. That means nothing to him, okay? Sure, it matters as far as the way you deal with a Crawford or a Posey and the amount of respect you want to show them if, you know, you are thinking about dealing them.
New sheriff in town.
Exactly. Or, you know, the way you deal with Madison Bumgarner and his contract. You want to make sure you dap those guys up and you show them the respect that they deserve for their past contributions. But outside of that, what's that going to do for him? Absolutely nothing. He's got a monumental task, and he's got to rebuild a farm system. He's got a starting staff.
That's a big task.
That's got more holes than the Titanic. I mean, what are we talking? Madison Bumgarner? Okay,
no,
we don't even know long term.
Without Bryce Harper, outfield.
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
Giants.
Austin Slater, Mac Williamson, putting all the eggs in the Steven Duggar basket. My point is, he's got a lot on his plate, and to romanticize about what Bruce Bochy did in 2012 and 2014. It's not going to help him in 2019, and sure as hell ain't going to help him in 2020 and 2021.
Look, the Cardinals had a manager that had some success. He's unemployed, Mike Matheny.
Yeah, that name's been kicked out there.
Would you be against it?
No, I think Matheny would be a reasonable candidate, at least if nothing else, to get him in and interview him and, you know, see if their philosophies mesh. I think it's going to be so important. I don't want to continue to hammer the analytical angle, but as far as the – I more look at it as the changing face of Major League Baseball, okay? It's a new way of thinking. And what is analytics? It's information, right? And what is information to
it's
me?
It's computer-based to me.
It's knowledge, and knowledge is power. I think the more information you can have, the better. But I also –
There's no gut to the analytics.
I understand that.
Me.
So let me finish. My point is I want somebody – that can kind of split the difference. I want somebody that understands where baseball's headed and that there is some validity to the analytics, but also has the freedom and the wherewithal and the comprehension to understand that, oh yeah, I do got to manage by my gut. And sometimes I just got to start a guy because I got a feeling, or I got to throw up a pinch hitter because I got a feeling about this guy. Bochy went that route. So somebody that can maybe split the difference for me. And I know that's wishing for a lot.
I like that.
But I think, and I think I'm hoping, and everything I've heard about Farhan is he's kind of open-minded that way. I'm hoping that Farhan views it the same way, where it's just not a matter of let's type an equation into a computer here and, oh, it spit out Mike Matheny. Okay, let's go hire Mike Matheny. Doesn't work that way. It's a game played by humans. So you have to have that human side of it. But I don't think that we can just scoff at the notion that analytics have a part to play. Absolutely they do.
Now, you make good points. And also, we cite Dave Roberts as an example. We don't know how much of the computer or the analytics or who's calling the shots to give him the information or tell him to use the information to make out the lineup.
Right.
I mean, they're whipping boy if it goes wrong. Oh, the manager's this crazy lineup, but at the end of the day, behind closed doors, it could be management, you know, giving him the lineup and you go run out there. So that does bother me a bit. You're right, 50-50, you know, still have some gut feeling, you know, use your intuition, but the fact that we don't know how much GMs are playing a role in the everyday operations of baseball, starting with the lineup, that bothers me.
Well, let me throw this at you as well, because I hear Dave Roberts being essentially tossed under the bus as far as his lack of maneuverability because of a potential lineup card being forced upon him. Let me put it to you like this. I know they didn't win it, but the LA Dodgers have been in two straight World Series. Like, there's something
twice
to that.
That's,
so my point is, clearly, if that is what's happening, and it's not substantiated, but if that is what's happening, it's not the worst thing in the world.
You're getting to the dance.
You're getting there. You can't, you can't win prom queen if you don't show up at the prom, right? I mean, that's it. So the fact that they've gotten to two straight World Series.
And backed him. They have not managed. You know, there's no rumbling that Dave Roberts is in trouble. I thought he could get fired after this last one. But obviously, to me, he is the right guy for that whole equation, or whoever's calling the shots in there, because they feel comfortable with him. Because I thought if he was just going on gut, they're like, "Oh, you're a bad gambler, dude. You're done." You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we got to change. We got to change it out. We're the Dodgers. We win when we get to the World Series.
Yeah, my main point on that is, if that is indeed what's happening, it's hard to argue that getting to two straight World Series is a bad thing, right? So clearly, a part of that is working.
Yeah.
If that's what's going on, I think I can think of quite a few Major League Baseball teams that would salivate at the prospect of being in two straight World Series. That's for damn sure. So the analytics 100% have a place, but clearly there's room for an old head like Bruce Bochy or people, managers of his ilk, to say
like
the least.
Jim Leland. They don't know anything about analytics.
I mean, you talk about doubling down on a sweet mustache. You know what I mean? Like
Bochy
with the nice stash.
Yeah.
I will miss, like, when I remember Bochy, though, when I have time to process and kind of reflect on his tenure, I'm going to miss the post-game press conference grunts. Well, we're going to give him a day. He gave us a couple good innings there. He's a big league. He understands that. He's going to get better.
Herman better watch out. He had the best Bochy, but he just surpassed him.
I love to do Bochy, but I would never claim to have a great Bochy. I've had the pleasure of interacting with Bochy a few times, and just you talk about just a gentleman, his hands. Those things are massive. They're like mangled. They're like couple of
That's
hooks.
A real man. He was a catcher. He go through real pain.
Getting his grown man on, no doubt about it. So it is a day to reflect. And if you are just joining us, Bruce Bochy has announced 2019 will be his last season. We will talk to Bob Nightingale from USA Today here in about 20 minutes. It's Ryan Covey. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson. It is Gianna Franco to my right. What's up, Gianna? How you doing?
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
415 checking in. They want me to talk in the Bruce Bochy voice the rest of the show. I don't know if I got it in me. I don't know, Guru.
What do you mean?
Well,
no, that's not it.
Well, we're going to take you to 2 o'clock, and then Ratto. You know Ratto's a veteran. He's going to come in with Bonte.
Them.
Me and Bonte go back. He's a good man, so looking forward to hearing them. They'll take you 2 to 6. Bob Nightingale, good friend of mine. Me and Bob, we've been in baseball for a long time together. We're gonna talk to him.
You talked about Bochy's big hands. He's got the largest hat size in baseball.
Dome. That dome
they
ain't
just
no
had it
joke.
Up. I said, why that dome ain't no joke?
That Bochy cranium is massive. That thing's like an orange on a toothpick, man.
That's
he's lugging that
what?
Bad boy around.
Eight and some? Nah, he ain't in the eight side.
He's
nah.
got, yeah, he's, yeah, like yeah. the what are the 7 7/8?
Oh!
7 15/16? You know, see, that's why I go flex fit, Guru, or I go snapbacks. I've adjusted back to the snapbacks nowadays. I'm a big hat guy. You know, it's first couple days here at 95.7, so we got to do the hair.
So you got to have that. The hat's got to fit right. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah. You got to have the fresh lid, man. I'll tell you, just, you know, to let you in the life of Ryan Covey briefly, you dropped a few pounds the last couple months. So the side effect of that is whole new wardrobe, baby.
I look at
whole
you.
Whole new wardrobe. Feeling
pretty
good.
You call those threads.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I feel like I'm at the prom dipped in sauce, man. So let's talk about Bruce Bochy. 888-957-9570. Chill Not A Body text line. In full effect as well. It's Ryan Covey and, of course, Daryl the Guru Johnson in the house. Just a couple of names that, I think it's important that we start to look to the future. A couple of names that could potentially be in the offing. Now, the Giants may be looking inside of the organization, a Bam Bam Mullins or a Kurt Young, somebody like that. I think those guys will definitely get interviews. But since Farhan's coming from outside of the organization.
Established relationships.
He's got guys from Oakland. He's got guys from L.A. So what I did, I went back and looked at who they interviewed when they hired Dave Roberts when they moved
Smart.
On from Don
I
Mattingly.
Like
then
detective.
You get an idea. Well, yeah I'm getting my Woody Harrelson on, man. So I went back and looked. A couple of guys that may be in that light. Darren Erstad, who, of course, we know, longtime major leaguer, he's the current head coach at Nebraska. He interviewed several times for the Dodgers job.
Now, but I don't want to hate on him. I don't know anything about his coaching. I just didn't like how that process, for how it digested. Just hearing that name and where
Darren,
he's at.
That didn't resonate?
I don't want him to, yeah. Don't let him drive the car. But that's just me.
Right. All right.
Farhan's ID might be different, but I was like,
Raul Ibanez is a special advisor to the GM down with the Dodgers right now. Mike Matheny is a name that has been kicked around quite a bit. He's currently an advisor with the Kansas City Royals. What about Omar Vizquel? He's a manager right now for the White Sox AA squad.
Okay.
So
he's grinding.
No doubt. He's riding buses. He's chilling, staying at Red Roof Inns all across the bubble. So,
but this is what he eventually wants. And
if you're managing a AA squad right now and you're Omar Vizquel, you absolutely want to be the skipper of a major league squad. The sooner the better, too, baby. Yeah, 100%. Kurt Young, we mentioned. How about Tim Wallach? He's a third base and a bench coach with the Dodgers.
Expo.
Yeah, so yeah, of course, who forget Tim Wallach, baby? Tim Wallach, man, he was something. Rick Honeycutt, current Dodgers pitching coach, he was in the conversation as well. So these are just a couple of names. Cubs bench coach Mark Loretta is one of those younger names. I think he's in his mid-40s. He's a guy that has been thrown out there as maybe a potential future manager. I just feel like in general, and Giants fans, let me know what you think at 888-957-9570 if you're riding around here on President's Day. What do you think? Let's digest the Bruce Bochy news, but let's be proactive with this and start to think about the future. Let's be solution-oriented because, let's face it, all indications are that the Giants aren't going to contend this year. If they get Bryce Harper,
crossing fingers, but
that would be great. Yeah. And I kind of am feeling like that's
what
not going to happen.
What about Will, the pitch around? Even if they got him, Will was still skeptical.
Okay, well, then that's
baseball,
why
they will,
that's why Buster Posey and Brandon Bell need to earn their paychecks.
And there you go.
Okay, so that's, you make it so.
Longoria, too.
Yeah, I almost forgot about Evan Longoria.
Oh, yeah.
Easy to do. But that's my point. All indications are that this team is probably going to struggle this year. So what you need to do if you're Farhan, and I think that this year is an audition anyway, at least till the trade deadline, because he hasn't made up his mind what he's going to do with Madison Bumgarner yet. I think Farhan doesn't know yet what he's going to do. I don't think he knows.
If they're 20 out of first, I get you.
I don't think he knows whether or not they're going to offer Bumgarner a long-term contract. I think he's looking for reasons for Bumgarner to entice him to do that, but I think a lot of it has to do with how they play so far, early in the season, how the first half goes, and then you decide, do I need to trade him? Is it time for prospects? Because let's face it, you've got veterans in the infield all over the place.
I like the infield.
I mean, you got gold gloves all over. You could say what you want about Brandon Belt and his ability to stay healthy. Same thing with Joe Panik. Panik's got a gold glove. Longoria didn't show it last
year. They got
pedigree. They do. I think Farhan wants to give this group at least the first half as an audition. Okay, and if it's looking like, this is the same team that sucked out loud for the last 2.5 years, then fair enough. I'm going to try and offload these guys, even if it means for pennies on the dollar, just so we might suck, but it's going to be different guys sucking. I just don't want to watch these same guys suck anymore.
Yeah, no doubt, and I think the Bay Area will back you up on those sentiments. Look, this is Bruce Bochy's career. He's done and earned everything he's gotten. We spoke nicely about him. He is going to the Hall of Fame. We talked about social media earlier. Ryan, I'm on social media, and some say the timing was not great.
When's he supposed to do it?
This is his career.
In September?
And wouldn't that feel like kind of cheap, the fact that you couldn't celebrate him? Now we're getting his team is going to be able to celebrate knowing exactly where he stands. This is our last opening day with this skipper. There's no what troll could find or say is bad timing?
Right. When is the right time to announce you're leaving?
And honesty is the best policy. So I think sooner than later, better.
And Alex Pavlovich tweeted this out, and I think it's really important to notate this. The timing of this, the why, and if you are just joining us, Bruce Bochy has announced 2019 is going to be his final season at the helm as Giants manager. It's Ryan Covey and Daryl the Guru Johnson on 95.7 The Game. Alex Pavlovich tweeted this out as far as the timing and why this announcement was made today. Bruce Bochy wanted to, and this was the Giants' first workout today, he said that, first of all, Farhan Zaidi was told during the hiring process that this would likely be Bochy's final year at the helm. Giants have been planning this for months. The reason that this is coming out today was because Bochy didn't want anything to become public before he could address his players.
That's awesome, and it sounds like Bruce Bochy, and who am I to... I mean, it means nothing at the end of the day, but this is perfect. And I totally believe that. I don't know about you, Covey.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And, you know, the other thing, too, and I know a lot of teams will tell you, and this is just about down the road with Bochy. I know a lot of teams will tell you they care about their alumni and the players that have you know, helped shape the franchise and bring them measures of success. But the Giants, the way that they deal with their alumni and the amount of respect and the way they have them out on opening day.
All the time.
Orlando Cepeda, you know, R.I.P. McCovey, like he was there all the time. Willie Mays. I mean, these guys.
Kane.
They're fixtures. Absolutely. And these guys work on the broadcast and they come on the radio shows. I mean, we had Will Clark and Benji Molina. It's that forever Giant, right? And that is a moniker and a mantra that they absolutely subscribe to. They don't just talk about it. They actually do it.
No doubt, and I got some people clamoring, the Giants should hire within. But with Farhan just new in town, whoever that was within wouldn't be on the same page unless he was with the Dodgers or A's.
Yeah, it's like when a new GM comes to town or a new boss in any line of work, he's going to want to look to bring in some of his own guys, put his own spin on it. Otherwise, how are you bringing your fresh perspectives and your fresh ideas to an organization? They could have brought in any old buddy to hire somebody from within the organization. I'm not saying that they should be closed-minded to that. Obviously, you want to just hire the best candidate that you can. I just feel like with a new regime, these guys, you know, your Bam Bam Mulins of the world, these guys are probably going to have a harder time. They're going to have to stand out even more in the interview process because I think there's a feeling that there needs to be a fresh approach here.
Yeah, and I'm going to go out on a limb. That's a joke, Ove. You better be a fan of analytics. Or yeah. In the interview process, say that.
Right. Well, yeah.
I'm not against it.
Not say it, but actually be able to back it up. Just to give you an idea where the Giants are at as far as their coaching staff. So going into the season, Bam Bam Mulins is the bench coach, and we know that he's a guy he was rumored in the Yankees job. He interviewed for the Yankees job. So we know that he's been considered to be a manager before. And I think I've talked to Bam Bam before. He's respected in that clubhouse. He's obviously a guy that's well-versed in the game, and I think he could be a fine candidate for a managerial
spot.
Fairly
young, too.
Yeah, Kurt Young is the pitching coach. Kurt Young's a guy that has ties with Farhan. Absolutely. Ron Wotus, third base coach. I mean, when Bochy missed time, Wotus was the guy that stepped in there, and when Bochy would get run every now and again, Wotus would be the guy. So Ron Wotus probably will get some consideration for that. You know, and then you got, you know, your Matt Hergis is the bullpen coach. Rick Hsu is the assistant hitting coach. Alonzo Powell, the current hitting coach. So maybe these guys get a look. But I do think for any one of those guys, for them to promote from within, I think they'd really have to stand out in the interview process.
Now, how much run do you think this will get during the season? Does it depend on if they're in contention or even if I'm big on if the math is there, Ryan, or if they're 20 games out by the All-Star break? Really all that's being talked about around here is who's going to be the next skipper. And that would get stale. It would be old early, and I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Because it's natural. I get it. But if you're telling me that superseded the excitement or the pennant chase, then it's all bad.
Right. Well, and I don't want that to be the only focus. I will say this. And this is the least rosy of outlooks, but it will give you if nothing else, it'll give you something to hang your hat on, where if it's going bad again this year and they're terrible, you could say, hey, well, Joey Bart's coming, and oh, yeah, there's going to be a fresh skipper here next year and maybe a new voice, and they'd be able to hang their hat on the fact that, hey, we know we're bad. We know that we need to make some changes. Don't worry. Change is coming. Because the Giants have committed to Farhan for the long term. They're not expecting results from him this year. Probably they're not expecting results from Farhan till 2021, maybe? 2022?
I should ask Curly to put on the poll. At Steiny and Guru, Ryan, you answer this for me. Is the Giants managerial job an attractive job? How attractive is this job, do you think?
I think it's attractive in the sense that this is a big market club. They've got history. They've got a great ballpark. They've got a terrific fan base. I think ownership group is respected throughout baseball. I think they've done things the right way. You know, there's a few organizations that don't have the best reputation. The Giants definitely have that kind of reputation of doing things the right way. It'd be tough to follow a legend like Bruce Bochy, but, hey, there's only so many managerial jobs in baseball, and I got news for you. To be the next skipper of the San Francisco Giants, there'd be a line around the frickin' corner. Now, of course, talent-wise, probably like to have a little more in the cupboard, but guess what? teams that are looking for managers, why are teams looking for managers?
Because
things aren't going well.
They're not, exactly.
They're not winning. So teams that aren't winning, those are typically teams in the market for a new manager. So it's rare where you inherit a team like Dave Roberts taking over the Dodgers.
Wow. We got lucky.
Exactly. Yeah. Those are flash in the pans. Those don't come around very often. Typically, it's the also-rans. The teams yeah, Steve Kerr, exactly. But typically, it's teams in full rebuild mode that are looking for a new voice. I mean, think about, you know, the NFL coaching carousel every year. I mean, it's just
stale.
Hey,
yeah.
Guess what? The Cleveland Browns are looking for another head coach. Breaking news. The Tennessee Titans are looking for another head coach. I mean, it's the same old every year.
And who are you to be picky if you're unemployed and you're trying to get back and get another managerial job to say, I don't want to go there. Damn it, you're all in.
Yeah. As far as, you know, being attractive because it's one of the
managerial
jobs. Yeah, I still think it's got a lot of cachet. Because I remember we had this same conversation when the 49ers were looking for, you know, when they ended up hiring Kyle Shanahan. You ask yourself, hey, this is a franchise with 5 Lombardi trophies, but it sure as hell doesn't hold the same cachet that it did 20 years ago.
Now, you mentioned him, and I'm going to use a football analogy. I love Shanahan, but I know now that there haven't been enough wins to back up what I deem I love and his creativity.
Right.
And he's up there with McVay and dialing up, you know, play calls. At the end of the day, when does that run out and you have to see something? I need to see some W's. So
this is the year. And we'll get into this in the next couple of days because we've got to talk 49ers at some point. But
you know,
this is the year. Yeah, this is the year for Kyle Shanahan in that respect. And at some point, I think – you know, you obviously need to produce results and you start winning. But when you bring in a new regime, and I basically in my sport watching life, I've seen this to be a truism across the board for new regimes. Year three is kind of that. The rubber's meeting the road.
Whoever's coming in, you got 3. I'm gonna back you.
You got 2 to suck.
Okay.
You know, start to put your spin on it. Start to overhaul the roster. By year 3, I want to see a fundamental switch in the way that we're going about things and you know whether or not we're winning.
And no drama with getting into star players or whatnot.
Yeah,
does that help?
Yeah, you got to keep your house
in
order.
Too, no doubt.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to react to the news with Bob Nightingale, of course, radio.com contributor and a columnist for the USA Today. He joins us on 95.7 The Game. Ryan Covey, Daryl the Guru Johnson. All right, Bob, we got the news about Bruce Bochy. What about the timing of this? I think it's apropos that he wanted to address his players first, and the Giants have known about this for a while. We got that news. But, of course, this is also on the heels of the Giants reportedly pursuing Bryce Harper.
Yeah, it's a thing where, you know, with the new regime coming in, you know, I think at one point Bruce wanted to continue managing. But, hey, it gives you a new regime. Everybody wants their own guy. You don't want to be answering questions about this all year or people to bring up if you have a losing streak. Hey, is Bochy's job on the line? So it's good to just get out of the way. And, yeah, who knows? I mean, he could have a change of heart, you know, unlikely or, you know, go somewhere else. But I think he kind of saw the writing on the wall.
Bob, I mean, pitchers and catchers are reporting, and Harper, Machado are unsigned. Adam Jones is of the world. I mean, is baseball losing in this? Because to me, I love the game, but I feel like the hot stove was, I guess I'll say, boring. There was no activity. Is baseball shooting itself in the foot? I guess I'm asking.
Well, I think what's happening is just all these front offices are thinking the same, just trying to get guys cheap and on minor league contracts. Nobody wants to get the long term. I think we only have like 4 contracts this winter that were over, you know, 4 or more years. So, yeah, I mean, hey, when LeBron James are free agent, everybody's calling and everything else, and, you know, here's Harper and Machado, you know, they both want $300 million, you know, because, you know, hey, Stanton got that a few years ago. You know, A-Rod got $275, you know, a decade ago, and they're only 26 years old. I think eventually, you know, it's almost like a stalemate. They'll get their money. I would expect both these guys to sign within a week to 10 days. And I think they'll both get close to what they want.
Yeah, and at some point they're going to need to sign. We're going to be playing baseball. We got a spring training schedule kicking off here in short order. So you'd hope it would happen sooner than later. What does this do to the Giants' bid for Bryce Harper? Does it hurt it? Does it help it? What do you think, Bob?
With Bochy, it sort of doesn't help. Because here you're talking about a Hall of Fame manager. And, you know, Harper wants to sign for at least 10 years. So he only got him for 1 year. So that certainly doesn't help. But I think the Giants were looking at this as a short term anyway. You know, no longer than 5 years. Now you have a brand new front office here. You know, they don't want to be stuck with long term contract. they want to do their own thing. It was just about throwing money out. You know, the Giants would never have changed front offices. So, you know, I think realistically, they're a long shot. I mean, they have the proximity and everything else, the fan base, but I don't think they can compete with the Phillies, who are probably offering, you know, over $300 million.
Bob, with the news today about Bruce Bochy and his retirement, where does he rank all time of the great managers in Major League Baseball in your estimation?
Well, I mean, he'll certainly be in the Hall of Fame as soon as on that Veterans Committee.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the great, great managers of his era. You know, when you talk about the recent class of a few years ago with the Bobby Cox, Tony La Russa, Joe Torre, you know, he's right there. He's on that Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We've been getting to Mount Rushmore here on this President's Day. And Bob, talking to Bob Nightingale, USA Today, Ryan Covey, and Daryl the Guru Johnson on 95.7 The Game. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about potential replacements for Bruce Bochy, and I know that's a tough conversation. I'm of the mindset that from promoting from within might be a long shot simply because Farhan is, you know, he's new to this neck of the woods, and he's kind of brought in to bring some fresh ideas and fresh perspectives. I looked at some of the candidates they interviewed when they hired Dave Roberts down in L.A., but are there a couple of names maybe that stand out to you as that you would call Farhan guys that we could be maybe thinking could be in line for the Giants job?
Yeah, I don't know about a Farhan guy, Ryan, but I would certainly say, you know, Hensley Mullins, Bam Bam Mullins is a natural fit on that staff. I think if the front office hadn't changed, he would definitely have been the heir apparent
right.
for Bochy. And he took me under serious consideration. So I would give him the front runner role here. And then, like you said, if you go in Farhan with sabermetrics and things like that, you know, who knows? A lot of these teams now are trying to get, you know, former players that communicate. Obviously, Mullins is one of them. But, you know, guys like a Mark DeRosa, who, you know, is a candidate for the Cubs. If the Cubs change managers with Madden at the end of the year, you know, guys like that, Mark Loretta. We're starting to see guys, you know, managing, you know, within 5 years after done playing,
right.
you know, with or without experience.
Bob, we saw Buster Posey get, you know, surgery on his hip. What, and he's the face of this franchise. What are you, when I say Buster Posey, what are your expectations and what do you think of him as a player as we speak?
Well, I mean, he's still a outstanding catcher. And that's a bread and butter, Daryl, in the sense that, you know, people talk about moving him to first base. Well, you don't want to move him to first base because where he stands out is putting those numbers up as a catcher. You know, if he goes to first base, you know, a lot of guys are going to drive the ball and have more power than him. You know, I remember years ago, Mike Piazza was the Dodgers. People talked about Piazza moving to first. And he says, I'm not moving. He says, I know if I stay behind the plate, I can be in the Hall of Fame. If I go to first base, hey, I'm a dime a dozen. And sure enough, he went to the Hall of Fame that way. And I think the same thing with Buster, where his true value is behind the plate, where he can, you know, hit like he does in a position where a lot of light-hitting catchers.
Let me ask you this, Bob. With Farhan taking over and now we've got the news about Bochy, we know that the Giants need help and they need to make some changes. But I feel like contractually they're not able to do it. They've got a lot of guys with no movement clauses, et cetera, and frankly some guys that wouldn't garner a lot of value in return. I get the sense that the first half of this season, Farhan's going to kind of take that to evaluate this roster in real time and see who he wants to ride with. And as far as that applies to a guy like Madison Bumgarner, I still don't even think he's made up his mind if he wants to commit to Bumgarner long term. Do you get the sense that, you know, the first half pre-trade deadline for this team is really like a big-time audition for a lot of these guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Ryan. I do. And I think, you know, hey, Bumgarner pitches well, and the Giants aren't going anywhere. You know, you can bet for sure he'll be gone. You know, his trade value was low this winter because he was the same as Bumgarner last year. You know, he's probably more of a number four starter or three at best, you know, than the true ace. So, yeah, I think if they're out of contention come July, you know, I think just about anybody is available for the right price. I really do. I think they would like to, you know, reboot and get a lot of younger players and everything else and build the team the way Farhan wants to.
Bob, speaking of this winter, we heard the proposed rule changes to baseball. And, as a lifelong lover of baseball, I hate to hear that. I hate that the game needs to change for a sector of people that don't love the game. Where do you come out on that, and do you think it's good for baseball that they're even pondering the rule changes?
Well, I don't mind the pitch clock. I think all these, you know, so many pitchers now that pitch with it in the minor leagues. So I don't think it's that big of an adjustment. I'm not crazy about the, you know, in real games, you know, starting with a runner on second base. You know, I know live extra inning games, people yawn, but you don't want to quite change that. The pitcher, you know, facing three hitters, I don't think you can do that. If you want to do it two, fine, but you can't do it to three. And the guy gives up back-to-back home runs. You know, why would you let him give up another one, sort of thing? So I think you can make some modest ones. But, hey, if you want to lower the pitcher's mound, hey, we've done that before, you know, after Bob Gibson had a 1.12 ERA. So you can do that. You don't want to tinker too much, but I think baseball is just afraid of losing the young audience. You know, I think last year, 2 years ago, the national the average age for national TV games was 56 years old.
Oof, that's a scary prospect for Major League Baseball. That's a crazy stat, Bob. Talking to Bob Nightingale, USA Today, Ryan Covey, Daryl the Guru Johnson on 95.7 The Game. Just looking ahead to the season, is there a team, Bob, that you think has got some dark horse appeal for you, a team that could maybe make a run? I mean, we know the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Indians, the Astros are going to be good. Hopefully the A's will be right back in the conversation this year. But either league, is there a team that you think is going to sneak up and make some noise this year?
I really like what the Mets have done. I think the Mets can do that. You know, the Braves should only be better because now they have the experience. You know, those two teams jump out the most to me, you know, right top of my head. You know, Cincinnati will make things interesting, but I don't see them, you know, making noise as far as, you know, getting the World Series or something like that. And that's been the problem with baseball, too, is that, you know, there's not that many great teams. You know, they're going to jump up. Obviously, Oakland surprised everybody last year. So, you know, I don't know who the new Oakland is, but I would my money would be on the Mets. Just I like the moves they made. And if those guys stay healthy, you know, with the DeGrom and Syndergaard and everyone else, yeah, they got a shot.
You think the A's got a repeat in them to contend in the American League?
Possibly. I think the real concern is how's that bullpen going to do? You know, yeah. They you know, use that opener thing so often. And, you know, relievers got tired. You know, we'll see what kind of effect it has, you know, this year, you know, after pitching so much a year ago. You still wish you had more starting pitchers. And you know, they're not going to sneak up on people this year either. So, possible, but I think more of a long shot, particularly you're in the same division as the Houston Astros, right, or just a juggernaut.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bob, appreciate the time, brother, as always. You're always good to me, and I really appreciate you coming off for a few minutes. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, my pleasure. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Daryl.
All right, good stuff. Talked to Bob quite a few times over the years. Always willing to come on and knows the game, man. Been writing a long time.
You put me in a good mood.
You feeling
so
better?
I'm feeling younger when I watch a baseball game.
I know,
because I am not 56. That is wow.
Right?
How do you get that info?
Yeah.
I won't question it, but that's wow.
You questioning 56. The sources of a Bob Nightingale?
Dude, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's not good.
If you're Bob Manfred, I think that might be your single biggest problem. The average age of people viewing your product is 56 years old.
Wow.
I wonder what the average age of folks viewing the NBA is.
I want to say 32, 33, if not younger, but I have no data to back that up. But right. 56 is, whoa.
That's scary.
How do you fix that?
And we were talking a little bit off the air, and I hope I'm not talking at school. You said one of your kids called baseball corny, right?
No, I said it on air.
Yeah, okay, cool.
They're both hoopers. You know, one base, the one
does
the
family
two.
No, integrity, you know?
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After I already did it, right?
It broke my heart. He called it corny. And then when I was like, get mad, I go, I can't get mad at him. I just wonder how many of his friends deemed baseball corny.
Yeah. I was talking about this a little bit yesterday morning. I went to one of my buddy's kids' Little League games, okay. And, you know, they're like 11. And I'm sitting there, and, you know, the one kid can barely throw a strike. You've got a kid back there umpiring, and I said something to the effect of, come on up. And, and all the parents would be like, oh, no, we can't do that here. It's not here, man. Yeah. We don't yell at the umpire here. I'm like, okay, my bad. I was just having a little fun, you know, but fair enough. But what I saw was a kid that could barely throw a strike, and, you know, they weren't getting the ball over the plate, so even the kids up there trying to take a hack were having a hard time with that. I'm looking out in the outfield, there's a kid chasing a butterfly around, one kid's, like, you know, like, got his glove off his hand, and I'm just thinking, boy, this doesn't look like a youth soccer game or a youth basketball game where they may be playing bunch ball, and it may not be aesthetically pleasing, but at least everybody's moving around, and there's action.
See, wow. And do you think the phones have something, our attention span, like, at least hoop, they're up and down. Football, you get a break when it's a play. Baseball, you could, I could go to right field and not participate in a defensive play the whole game.
Right. Well, and I think for a lot of fans, and correct me, and I know it's personal, so correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think for a lot of fans, especially on like a summer night, going to the yard, that's part of the allure of baseball for me. That you'll see a couple of cool things, but
I'm going to travel.
Totally. I don't need to be just locked in for 3 hours. That's the best part of a baseball game to me. I can go roll and grab a hot dog. I might miss the home run, but I can go and get a sundae or go grab a beer. Yeah, right. But that's my point. Like, where it's okay in a baseball game because it's just one of 162. It's a long time. So, you know, going into a baseball game, hey, this is going to be more of a leisure activity. If I'm going to a Dubs game, I know I'm going to get 2 hours of Curry making it rain, KD getting that mid-range game popping, Clay's going to be hitting corner threes, Draymond's going to be barking at an official. Like, I know I'm going to get
the
that.
The circus during the timeout with the guys throwing the shirts. And
for sure.
Never a dull
I got Franco
moment.
Finger going, whoop, whoop, whoop,
look at you. I didn't
right?
know that.
So, yeah, come on. So, to that end, it's just a different experience. And I know if I go to an NFL game, it's basically going to be, I'm probably going to see a couple of fights. You know, hopefully the home team or the team that I'm rooting for will come out and find a way to win. There's going to be long pauses in between the game. Halftime, everybody's going to go to the turnstile. So if I want to get a beer, I better do it with about 3 minutes left in the second quarter, things like that. But every experience going into these sporting events, if you've been around the block a few times, you already know what time it is. You know what to expect. So I don't this incessant need to change everything. It just bothers me because why don't you worry about keeping the fans that you have? And that was always my message to the NHL. I'm a diehard hockey fan. I know that's not moving the needle on sports talk radio. I get that. But I'm just talking about me personally. I'm a big hockey fan. I don't need the NHL to change. Why? Because it's dope as hell to me as it is. And they don't need to change everything. But we gotta attract this other new generation of fan base. For what? Why don't you worry about keeping the fans you have for about 5 minutes?
Yeah, but if we tell baseball to do that, which I've been saying do it, I guess it's not good for business at the end of the day.
You're right.
But they're paying
care about
these
me,
they used to. Look at you.
I don't care
they were
about
paying
me.
These big contracts, not so much this offseason, but if it's 56 Ryan and I'm yelling at Manfred, do something, what options do you really have to make your sport to people that find it boring? Boring is the worst thing ever. That's like my kryptonite word, boring.
Yeah, that'd be like a female. You could call me arrogant, you could call me ugly, but don't call me creepy.
Okay,
you know,
look
to
at
be
you.
Called
all
creepy,
right.
Like that'd be like the worst thing ever to
I'm
be
not
called
working
boring.
On a bomb. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that would be the worst thing ever to have your sport be called boring or irrelevant. You know.
And what happened to the stolen base in baseball? It's just pretty much died.
I mean, I grew up in the East Bay, man, watching Ricky at the Coliseum swiping bags left
we
and right.
We were at the same game.
Yeah, so I agree, but that's just not where baseball's at right now.
Did you have a problem with the World Series? Because after I digested, processed all of the games, it was strikeouts, home runs, no sacrifice bunts. It was just
not a lot of fundamental baseball. Yeah,
yeah. It was just that. That's what the analytics tell us to do.
Boom or bust, baby.
And the Red Sox can do both, and that's why they won.
Well, home runs
power
are exciting.
And hits.
Home runs are exciting to me. I still think there is a place for, you know, like I think about this. Think about Game 7. Cubs Indians. To me, that was one of the best baseball games ever played.
Madden should have lost it.
Well, of course.
All right, Chad, go ahead.
My point is that game had a little bit of everything, right?
Rain.
Right. And baseball should have been able to capitalize on a World Series like that. You got two long suffering franchises. You know, a curse ended that night. You had a rain delay. You had a comeback. You had a Rajay Davis 3-run bomb to tie the game. You had Cody Ross hitting a bomb. I mean, you had everything in that game. And even you've just had the most captivating Game 7 that I've ever seen in my life. You know, I go back, you know, to what, you know, the Jack Morris, you know, 1990 World Series game. I mean, that to
Detroit.
Me was the benchmark before that. And then you have that game, and coming off of that season, you know, what did baseball do to capitalize off that level of excitement? I mean, it's just, to me, they're fighting an uphill battle right now because baseball's always going to be what it's going to be. It's going to be 27 outs. It's going to be 9 innings. It's going to be guys hitting. It's going to be guys pitching. It's going to be guys spitting in the dugout and grabbing
their
crotches.
Phone, Ryan.
I know.
The phone wasn't there back then.
I know.
So how do you supersede that or keep the interest?
Look, if I had those answers, probably make a little more money, right? And
help me out, too.
Exactly. Maybe you could help me out with that. But that's going to be the problem that they're going to be facing for a long time to come. But as far as breaking news in baseball today, if you are just joining us, it's Ryan Covey. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson on 95.7 The Game. Bonte Hill and Sugar Ray Ratto in the bullpen.
I call him R-Double.
Getting loose. R-Double?
Yeah.
All right, I'm
Ratto.
Yeah. Not Richie Rich.
No.
Something about the West Coast. No, they'll be coming up here at 2 o'clock, and of course, we're still reacting to the Bruce Bochy news. Hey, fellas, can we re-rack the Bruce Bochy sound? If you're just joining us, I think it's important that you hear this. And the news is Bruce Bochy announced today, after addressing the team, that 2019 is going to be his final season at the helm as Giants manager. Here's what he had to say. Go ahead, guys.
I'll let you guys know now that I will be retiring after the season. You know, I'll give you a little background. I did talk to the club today, and that was in the focus. But I told them, and it goes back to last season. I talked to Saves and Larry and kind of let them know what my thinking was, and so I decided to announce it now. And the reason being, there's been so many questions about it, and it's not fair to Larry or Farhan, myself, and the team. Get that out, put that behind us. In my mind, it's time. I've managed with my gut. Came up here in 2007 on my gut, and so it's a gut feeling that it's time, and it's been an unbelievable ride. So much to be grateful for. The players, the city, the fans, the ride here. But it's time now. I'll stay in baseball and do something, but I just want to let you guys know.
Yeah, still processing that. And the timing of this, if you're just getting up to speed with all this, is Bruce Bochy wanted to address his team first. And today was their first full team workout. So this was Bochy's chance. Farhan was informed during the interview process that this was in all likelihood Bochy's final season. So they've known for quite some time. Now it's part of public record. Bochy wanted to talk to his guys.
Yeah, and when you hear his tone, the realness, all the adjectives and superlatives we use to describe their Bruce Bochy experience, Ryan, I felt like that was my dad or friend or uncle talking. Yeah. It was real. Uncle Bruce. I like that. It was real and authentic, man, and he'll be missed.
100%. But all you can ask as a skipper or an athlete, leave an indelible mark, and clearly the effect of Bruce Bochy is going to be felt here in the Bay Area for a long time.
Call me naive. I know this is our first show, gullible, but I asked Will the Thrill, if nothing else, do you think this news will make the players want to be better?
Yeah. I think that...
Because it's about to be a long season if they don't get Harper, but can this help them?
Guru, if I'm paying these guys what I'm paying them, you shouldn't need that kind of motivation. You're a professional athlete. Maybe in a vacuum towards the end of the season, if they got a playoff berth on the line, give you that little extra push, maybe you leg out that grounder a little harder or stretch out for that fly ball a little more, but...
But for the man, they should already be doing
that
way. Right?
Is that gonna help? Is that gonna help Steven Duggar lay off a slider in the dirt? I don't know, man. I don't think so. Is that gonna help Brandon Belt when he's in one of his ice cold funks and he looks like he'd rather be anywhere but in a major league batting box? I'm not so sure. Is that gonna help Evan Longoria hit the fountain of youth one time? Not so sure.
I got to put the Rocky CDs back, man. Yeah.
Now, you're right. No, it's good, but your heart's in the right place. And we're sports fans, man. Of course, you'd love to believe that. Hell yeah, I'd love to believe that it's going to carry him back and they're going to be in the playoffs
but
and they're going to push the
you
Dodgers.
You are what you are
100%.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. And, Bruce Bochy, you know how Bruce Bochy can help this team? Manage a hell of a season. Make the right moves. And I'm not saying that he hasn't been, but just be the best version of Bruce Bochy that you can be. And, mentally, they have to clean the slate from the last couple of years. It's got nothing for him. Just like those three World Series don't have anything for him. I can't worry about the past. I'm worrying about the here and now, and more importantly, worrying about how I can have a better future.
Okay.
That's it.
Baseball is going to get its time in the sun.
Right.
Why hasn't Harper signed?
I don't know. Well, hopefully it'll happen in the next couple of days. We'll be monitoring that. And, of course, I'll be hanging out with you the next couple of days. Good stuff today, man. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, man. And Bruce Bochy will be hanging it up. So, of course, we'll be talking about Boch. Thanks to Wes Mills and John Curley on the other side of the glass. Will Clark, Benji Molina, Mark Medina, and Bob Nightingale joined us. Thanks to you, Daryl the Guru Johnson. I've had a lot of fun today, and we'll be back the next couple of days. Coming up next, you got Bonte Hill, you got Double R, you got Ray Ratto chilling, ready to rock and roll. So we'll keep reacting to the Bruce Bochy news. And, of course, you can join the fellas at 888-957-9570. In the meantime, just be good to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.